Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback Latanya, where your voice can be heard.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is your girl, Minister Kim, and I'm excited once again this morning to be here with you. Do you know what today is? OMG. I'm excited because this is our month. Amen. It is National Women's Month, and we're going to talk about some women issues this month. But one of the things I want to talk about that you might not have known, because I definitely did not know, that today is World Wildlife Day. Yep, World Wildlife Day. For all you animal and plant lovers, God bless you, because right now, they're not my favorite people because I am allergic to the wildlife. So I have to be very mindful of, you know, my surroundings. But for you who don't have those issues, thank God, and you are a lover of your animals and your plants, you can go to the zoo, the botanical gardens, the museum, anything that deals with natural life. And I think it's important for us to expose our family, especially our children, to the wildlife because, you know, it's part of God's creation. So make sure that throughout this month that you go check out the wildlife and let us know your experience, okay? And don't forget, this is International Women's Day that starts on the 8th, but we're going to keep it going for the rest of this month because I want you to start taking care of you. It's all about you, celebrating you, not just on one day, but every day. So I'm ready because we have an awesome guest that's going to help you and I start taking care of ourselves. If you haven't, guess what? We can start together. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio with your friend, with your girl, Minister Kim. Welcome back, family. This is Kim, and we in the month of March, and we have a lot of things going on. But first of all, we want you to know that we have this awesome woman of God that's going to help us get back on track. Have you considered changing your eating habits to gain a healthy lifestyle? Today, we have a nutritionist and chef to help us get and stay on the right track. Help us welcome Natasha White to the show. Good morning, Natasha. How are you?
Good morning, Minister Kim. I am wonderful. How are you?
I am great. You sound wonderful early this morning. <Woo!
laughs> Usually. I love getting early. I'm one of those morning people.
Oh, so am I. Kim, my producer looking at me every, you know, I call in the morning, I'm like, good morning. She's like, can you tone that down a little bit? It's too early. I'm like, okay. So it's a pleasure. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We know that you are a nutritionist and a chef, but tell us, how did you get started on that road?
So I have known pretty much most of my life that I was a chef. Didn't tell me any different. I mean, I've been cooking under my mother's feet since I was tall enough to have a strawberry shortcake stool and I could stand next to her at the stove. So I always knew I was going to be a chef. I was just determined. I mean, I took home ec in high school, joined FCCLA, if I could be, you know, a chef on a national level and go to competitions in high school. So I knew I got accepted to culinary school my junior year of high school. I already knew what I wanted to do. And during the course of my life, my father actually suffered from diabetes, and he went the gamut of kind of the more negative things. So he had temporary lost his ability to see. and he never fully regained it. He actually had his legs amputated. He had kidney failure, and unfortunately, he ended up passing away from end-stage renal disease. During the course of his life, before he passed, I was at culinary school, and I had one culinary nutrition class. And all of a sudden, it's like the light bulb went off, the angel started singing, the sky opened, and it was like, this is it. You know, I could know more than just how to prepare food, but I could help people by understanding what happens after you consume it. What does your body do with the food that you're intaking? Yes, it's great to eat foods that are delicious and are good for you, but what is the real benefit? We all have the kind of stigma like, okay, I need to eat salad, I need to eat fruits, I need to eat vegetables, which are all amazing and it's very true. But to really grasp the concept of health and making it work for you, you need a little bit of guidance. And just to know that I could be that person for someone was like the most awe-inspiring and humbling moment I've had. Of course, at first I used my skills to work with my dad. Like I worked with my father. I'm like, you know, are you making sure you're watching your fluid intake? Are you watching your potassium levels? Are you checking your blood sugars? Until he eventually got a kidney transplant, which was amazing because he'd been on dialysis for over a decade. And again, he did end up passing away from end-stage renal disease. His transplant kidney failed. But it was still, you know, it was still a blessing because I learned so much. You know, I felt as if it was really my calling. And it was just an inspiration. And ever since then, I've just been hooked. I mean, I love being a chef. I know that it gives me a different perspective on cooking and eating and making it work for you. And I'm absolutely grateful for the ability.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing your story. And your journey has been absolutely like an eye-opener as my family suffers with diabetes. When I say they suffer is because they go through, I'm going to say it, just putting it out there, they go through unnecessary health issues because they're not following the regimen that is set for them or even trying to obtain a healthy regimen. Because sometimes people don't want to use the medication. They might want to go, you know, natural, which is great, whatever you would like to do. But there needs to be an option, I think, sometimes that we take diabetes lightly. You know, we can sneak and pinch here. But to me, it's a silent cure, especially in our culture. So
yes, absolutely.
I thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You are, now, I know. This is like a new year. We in that first quarter of the year. We set goals, right? And we say we want to do this. We want to do all these wonderful things. And like that, because we're right here in that third month. What happens? Like we start making excuses.
We slow down. The momentum.
We slow down. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, see, that's what I just want you to hear. Okay, so Natasha's saying the momentum slows down.
Absolutely.
What we were on fire for, hungry for, we ain't hungry no more. So is this a normal cycle for us? Like, we set out these healthy expectational goals, and we, you know, we got our planner, we do a meal plan, we work out, and then that third month, yeah, be careful. Be careful today is what?
Yeah.
The third of the be careful because something might happen, but we're going to help you. We're going to be like, we're going to intercept right now, okay, Natasha? Let's intercept because we need to get that hunger back.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Thank you so much. No problem. I find that the New Year's resolutions, right, we have these huge goals. And yes, we start with all the best intentions. We are gung ho, we're ready to make a change. You know, maybe your year before didn't end so well and you're like, no, new year, new me, I'm going to, you know, make better choices. This is amazing and I recommend anyone for even taking the step to want better and to want more for themselves. That's an amazing step. When we float around February is when things start to change and you don't have as much motivation. You've kind of, as you would say, you pinched here and there. And then by March, it's like, oh, I already made so many mistakes. I'm over it. The gym is now emptier. you've lost a little bit of drive. And I find with most of my clients, what happens is you either plateau and you don't see any changes, or you didn't see any changes from the beginning. This is where having a professional come in is just that little tap of motivation that most clients need to keep going, to trust the process, because it is a process. It takes a minimum of 21 days of consistent, repeated activity and rhythm to form a habit. Often, we make too many promises to ourselves that we can't focus on making one small change at a time. And that is where the key to success is, those small changes that you make over time. So if you wake up one day, and not to say it cannot happen, I've known people that have done this. You wake up, I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian. Amazing. If you stick to it, God bless you. I'm proud of you. I'm here for you. I'll cheer you on. It's an amazing feat. It's, most of the time it does not work that way, but if you make the small changes, they add up so much more quickly than wanting to go completely gung-ho.
Right, so just let me just make sure I'm following you. So one of the things is if you have set out a goal and, you know, it pertains to your health, then you should make small changes. It's nicer to do small things, right? So, for instance, if I'm a coffee lover, I need to either cut down or take it out. Which, what would you prefer? Cut down. If I do 3 cups, I'm just exaggerating because I'm mostly at 1 or 2.
Okay.
So then would I cut back, or I say, you know what, starting today, I'm going to delete coffee from my diet?
I will say the safer way, because a lot of the times, unless you're drinking decaf, you may or may not have a caffeine addiction. And it's just like quitting any other substance. It can go either way depending on the person. My professional advice is to cut back, because eventually you will have to go cold turkey either way you look at it, whether you're going cold turkey at 1 cup or 5 cups. So I always say to start cutting back. It will also help with the withdrawal symptoms, because you will have withdrawal, especially with something like coffee. So cutting back is often safer, better for your attitude, and better for those around you than to go cold turkey.
Right, because I think I will have an attitude.
I'm telling you, if you've ever tried to cut back on whether it's any type of caffeine, so soda or coffee, either carbohydrates, first of all, you get the withdrawal headache. You're going to get the migraine. That can make you pretty cranky. So cutting back can alleviate some of that, particularly in the beginning when you are most likely to give up. And then once you get to that point where, okay, we've gotten down to 2 cups, my habit is 2 cups, let's push it to 1 cup until eventually you will, again, it's cold turkey either way you look at it, but you can stop it. But it really is a personal preference, and it's just, you know, I'm here more as a professional guide.
Well, we thank you for being that professional guide today, because I think one of the struggles that I will say, I'm talking about me, is that, you know, I've gotten into routines, and I've heard my peers say the same thing. Again, routine, you do feel good because you start seeing the transformation. You know, you start feeling better. And then all of a sudden, like you said, that plateau, there's something that changes, maybe your schedule changes. Whatever comes to mind. I can't think of anything else in particular, but I know scheduling could be a detriment in anyone's life. So it changes, you know, unexpected events. The children get sick and you wasn't able to pay your meals the night before for the next day, and that throws you off. And once you start buying that fast food again, it's like you're back on, you know, that road again, right? So one of the things that I hear people say, and we could talk about this before we go to our commercial, before I get a red light, is that don't deprive yourself. You 3 months, past the 3 months, go in, and you have a craving. I have a craving for a 3rd cup, since we're talking about coffee, right, Natasha? Okay. So do I deprive myself, fight the urge, or I give in to the urge?
Again, it really does depend on what your overall goal is. If we're going to do caffeine in particular, I always need to fight it, because that really is a chemical dependency. That's a strange chemical dependency when you're dealing with something like caffeine. So I usually will encourage people to fight the urge or find something to do to distract their mind from the urge. This is where I tend to incorporate things like mindfulness, just being aware of where you are in this moment, drawing yourself back to the present to remove yourself from the craving.
This is the first time I've heard anyone say that, deny it. Everybody says, girl, you can go ahead and do it. Y'all hear me, right? I'm saying it loud and clear on the radio. Deny those cravings.
Deny
those. I've never heard that. People are like, yeah, hey, you know, you could do it. Because you're going to end up.
Again, you're going to send you right back into the spiral. And caffeine is one of those things. It really is a dependency. And if you don't learn to fight it, you will always be a slave to it.
Wow. I'm enjoying this right now. I hope you're enjoying this, Natasha. I'm enjoying it.
I love to share.
Mm-hmm. Great. We're going to definitely get you back on. But when we come back, I want to talk about that procrastination. When we put off what we can do for today and we say we're going to do tomorrow, one of the things I'll say is I'll start again on Monday, or I'll start again next month. I'll start when the holidays are over. Yes. When we come back on Voice of Hope, we're talking, right? We're talking about eating healthy, having a healthy lifestyle, and it's all about taking those small steps. It's important for you to start taking those small steps and be realistic with those steps. All right, now, I'm not going to have coffee, but I'm going to sip on my tea on commercial break. I'll be back.
Saturday, March 10th, 2018, at the highest place in Garden City, New York, Flow C Inc. Corporate Event Professionals presents It's Just My Flow Workshop Event. If you have a passion to enter the event industry, become an entrepreneur or a business owner, or simply hit a crossroad asking yourself, what's next? Well, this event is for you. Our team of professional speakers are ready and eager to provide the key tools that you will need to be able to identify, believe, invest, master, and operate in your own unique flow. Register today at Eventbrite by typing in It's Just My Flow. For more information, contact Flo Schermerfont at 516-468-0963 or go to the website www.flocinc.com. See you there.
Welcome back, family and friends. I hope you are taking notes because this is essential for your life. If you are seriously about taking that next step and maintaining your health, then guess what? Natasha is really giving us some good information. So one of the things that I got a wake-up call on is that if you are going to remove, set something aside and say you're not going to do it, like for me, I'm using myself as an example today, that coffee, so that I have 3 cups, I said I'm going to cut down. But if I cut down, I can't go back and say I'm going to have that 3rd cup. If I have that urge, Natasha said, don't do it. Get in the moment. Find out what's going on with you. And most of the time, I'm tired and I need something to keep me up. And I'm pretty sure that she's going to share before the show is over, what can we do to replace that? Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like those comfort foods. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So I talked about something that I know all of us can relate to. Is that procrastination, making those excuses. Yes. I'll start again. I'll start on Monday. I'll wait for the holidays are over. Oh, I'll do it next month. Yeah, I'm going to do it. And then when that comes, it never comes. So what would you say to those clients that have that cycle? Because it is a cycle. We start, we stop, we start, we stop. So how do we break it?
The first thing is to be honest with yourself and the person who's helping you. Be honest with yourself. Are you mentally prepared to make the change that you're setting yourself up for? The second thing is learn and recognize what your barriers are. Now, one of the questions I ask when I have a new client most often is, who determines the meals in your house? And usually the first response is, oh, me. And I'll say, okay, Does your child eat as many foods as you do? Does your spouse like the same food that you do? How many meals are you cooking? If we said today we're going to do 2 vegetarian meals a week, who is that going to affect the most? That's the person who dictates the meals in your home. So that level of honesty is necessary. And knowing your barriers is just as critical. The third thing I would say is to recognize where you can keep something long term. So I'll use the example of someone who wants to cut back on carbohydrates. First, you need to be honest with yourself. Do you crave them more when you're PMSing? Are you eating more carbohydrates when you're at work versus when you're at home? Is it easier for you to control what's going in your mouth, let's say on the weekend, than it is during the week? You may be a stress eater. That's recognizing your barrier. From there, our first step will be, let's cut out, pick one item. Let's say you have pasta 4 times a week. We're going to cut that down to once a week. You can keep every other carbohydrate for now, but pasta is the thing we're going to cut down to 1 time a week versus 4. Those are the small changes. And then from there, we'll switch it. Let's try whole grain pasta 1 time a week and see how that goes. Getting creative is also very important to any to the success. This is where I feel that I'm a benefit to most of my clients as a chef. It's so easy for a doctor to give you a meal plan or a dietitian to give you a meal plan in a hospital or the doctor's office and send you on your way. So you have 45 pamphlets in your car, 3 in your purse that you thought were a little bit more interesting, and you may never look at them or make a change because it doesn't seem realistic. This is why one of the services that I offer is cooking classes and little chef classes so that I can get the entire family plus the client in the kitchen to say, okay, you need to eat 3 servings of vegetables a day. How are you realistically going to get this thing without getting bored? So those are some things I definitely look into when working with someone to get them started.
I think I'm having a withdrawal symptom because I love my pasta. Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you my own personal battle. This is completely honest. I have struggled with my weight most of my life since I was a child. I was the chubby kid, chubby teenager, young adult, always have struggled with my weight. Now, granted, I did not learn until I was an adult that I had other factors, like I also have a thyroid condition, which I had no idea was even going on. But I was a carb junkie and didn't realize it. My family is from Jamaica. I'm 100% Jamaican, West Indian. And so if anyone has a Caribbean background, you will know it is rice morning, noon, and night. Rice is a staple. It's what you do. There's no limit on what meal it is. It's rice. And so I was raised this way, rice, bread. Pasta was one of those things I kind of adopted on my own that I found I really liked to cook and I was really good at and I liked eating it. And I had to do, for me, the cold turkey method worked in this case. I literally did 3 months of no sugar. So no added sugars, no natural sugars. I did not have fruit. I did not have alcohol. I had no carbohydrates, including potatoes, corn, any of the more natural carbohydrates, none, for 3 months. And it wasn't until I started that I realized that the carbohydrate addiction is real. I had a migraine. I was cranky. I was constantly thirsty and irritable. Like, I needed time. It was really about a week of, all right, nobody talks to me. My attitude is not going to change. And then after that initial cut of all the sugars, because all carbohydrates are sugars, period. Mm-hmm. That's what people tend to not understand. All carbohydrates turn into sugar in the body. So it's deeper than a carbohydrate addiction. It's really a sugar addiction. But that's for another day. once I went through that process, I promise you, I have never craved carbohydrates in the same manner again. Like, literally, rice in my house, I mean, I end up having to give it away.
Where you live at? I'll get it. I love me some
tea. No, bro, I'm not going to pass on the problem.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm not injured.
I could just have rice and gravy. I have a friend that's all she could eat rice and gravy. When we go out, she's like, you have rice and gravy.
This
so that's the
sugar. I know.
We definitely got to have, you definitely got to come back on because I need to hear about this sugar craving because I know it's addictive. I know caffeine is addictive. And the question would really be like, why do we, is it something that we're lacking? Is there deficiency in our bodies? Or we just place this in us and now we've become addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely going to have me come back on. That's going to be our next show, y'all. So make sure y'all write that down. So we talked about, I'll start again, the procrastination. And you tied into not being prepared. And one of the things that you said, because that was my next thing, is about being honest with yourself. And I think sometimes that we are not honest with ourselves. And we want to just be a part. We want to get on the jump on the bandwagon instead of really assessing ourselves and determining this is not a good time for me. Or, you know, I don't want to do it at all. I'm fine. I feel comfortable. And it's okay to be comfortable in your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope all of us just be comfortable and start taking care of ourselves. Another one I had was not being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that can also change your momentum because I think finding the right regiment for you in certain communities when you go into the grocery store, right? You're in the supermarket and you didn't Google the recipe or you then went to YouTube and, you know, you're looking up the ingredients and then you go in the store with your ribs and come to find out your store don't even sell it. That, you know, I'm talking about me. Let me just be real.
No,
it's
not okay, and there are real, yes, and there are really parts, and as hard as it is to conceptualize for some people, there are still food deserts in the land of plenty. That is a real thing. And often I run into that with clients, and I have to provide alternatives, which is fine. There's always an alternative. You know, we can always work around whatever you need to work around. It is not impossible. And sometimes it starts with the smallest choices. And unfortunately, there are still places where eating healthier is deemed as more expensive. In all honesty, it is a bigger upfront. But once it becomes a habit and a routine, it is actually less expensive than to eat conventionally. But it is a matter of being prepared. And you can be prepared and still be caught off guard and be okay. It's possible. It is not something that is so far-fetched. And often we find it in our inner city communities, in our communities that where the population is predominantly black and brown, that we find these food deserts and we find people who say, oh, it's impossible. I can't do it. And it's really not. Consider growing your own food on your windowsill. Looking for greenhouses. A lot of smaller and inner city neighborhoods are now greenhouses, they matter. Even some of your conventional supermarkets, you don't necessarily have to buy organic, but invest $4 in a fruit wash that will last you for months. You're still washing off the pesticides. So there are ways to get around every single barrier. Now, in the case where it's not, and let's say your predominant source of food is your corner bodega. You can still make it work. There have been times
in a bodega?
Where I didn't have it. Absolutely. There are
wait, hold on. The bodega, they got the cat running around.
Girl,
you, like,
the cat in the back that is making the sandwiches. Ask him how much he'll sell you a head of lettuce for that he's putting on the sandwiches.
Oh, okay. All right, see the top? It's going to help me. I'm going to the bodega after this.
I know. I've been here, but all I had was the bodega. All I had was the corner store, and I just had to make it work.
But that iceberg, I had this. I know Kim is looking at me. But is that iceberg, because I heard that was the cheapest and the most unhealthiest lettuce. Is that true?
I don't like to use the word unhealthy because it's every vegetable.
Okay, sorry,
Okay.
It's okay. There's nothing. No, I'm just letting you know. You know.
Okay.
Well, that's why you're here, to help us.
It has the least nutritional value, but I would rather you eat iceberg lettuce than 3 honey buns and go to bed.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So if we're at the stage of readiness, if a client is at the stage of readiness where they are choosing between a honey bun and a salad, you know, it could be iceberg, but you're going to get some fiber out of it. You're definitely going to get some water out of it because iceberg lettuce is predominantly water, but at least there's some hydration. You know, you will get at least a little bit of the chlorophyll benefit with oxygenating the blood in your system, even if you don't get the same amount as you would get from a powerhouse green like kale or spinach. It's better than nothing.
Right.
And again, it's just those small steps to make consistent habits.
Right. Especially getting rid of that honey bun because that thing is, whoo, the honey buns are sweet.
Right.
Yeah. Eat some iceberg lettuce, y'all. It's okay.
It's all right.
I'm a spinach and a kale girl, but it's okay. Exactly. Or well, wherever you are, like you said.
Wherever you are, you can make a step.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that's important, too. Even though I use the word unhealthy, but now I have understanding. I have a different vision right now. Is that make do with what you have. And I think that's something that we don't hear often enough. And there we go again when you're talking about taking those necessary small steps. Work with what you got, and a lot of times we're not taught that, you know, we're not given that option to do that because, you know, sometimes we hear, well, you have to go organic, you have to go downtown, because I live in an inner city, you got to go downtown, or you got to go to the farmer's market, you got to do this, which is great, but how about if I can't because of time? Because of my regular routine, I got to work within my community. What do I have right now? And this is what I'm saying to you who's listening. What do you have right now to work with what you have? It doesn't matter if you didn't get to the grocery store's clothes, go to the corner store, the bodega, get the iceberg, come on, make a salad, and feel worthwhile, feel worthy that you still stuck with your goal. It's just that you have to condense it a little bit. So, yeah, oh, I feel good now.
And you can set yourself up for everything that you cannot do because you can feed yourself right into procrastination.
Oh, I need to write that down. That is so true. Oh, yeah.
You can feed yourself right into procrastination. And you don't want to do that because then you're beating yourself up. You've completely checked out of this goal that you made that could give you years on your life. You've checked out just that quickly. The goal is, yes, I want you to get to a farmer's market. I want you to start making your diet more plant-based. I want you to not feel like you live in a food desert. Be more adventurous with what you're eating. Eat the rainbow. It matters. Every single color, fruit, and vegetable, every level of produce, they all provide something different that our body needs. But if you're not there yet, it's important to start somewhere. And that's what I try to express to people. No change is too small. Let's say you're in a place where maybe you're not ready to start taking on salads. Then I'm going to encourage you to drink more water. That alone is a benefit.
Yeah.
Drink half your weight in ounces in water every day. Make that the first goal. And then we'll take it from there. It may be, hey, these are the foods that you have. Let's learn to make them using a healthier technique. Let's bake more than we fry. I'm not telling you to go to the store and buy anything. We're going to work with what you have in your refrigerator right now. How can we prepare those in a healthier way?
This is awesome. I'm getting a red light because she's like, wait, this is, like, we need you to come on and continue to give us these nuggets to help. But for the meantime, we need your information so that those who are listening right now, they don't have to wait. They could jump on board and start because, again, this is was the third month in the year, and we know that plateau. We know, and that's being real. I'm not being pessimistic. I'm being real. We know what happens in that benchmark period, and we are here to intercept. We're like, nope, not this time. I'm going to go on because you're going to take those necessary steps. And one of the steps is Natasha. Okay, so Natasha, can we have your information? Yes, that's the first step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there are a few ways you can reach me. The first way is via the website. My business is Lifestyle Motives, so it is www.lifestylemotives, all one word with an S at the end, .com. You can head to the website. All of the services that I offer are listed there. You can always schedule one, shoot me an email directly from the site. You can also email me without going through the site at lifestylemotives, again, all one word with an S at the end, at gmail.com. I am also on Instagram at lifestyle_motives15, and I'm also on Facebook, so www.facebook.com/lifestylemotives, all one word. So you got a couple different ways to reach me.
Awesome. We want to thank you so much. This is truly an eye-opener for me today, and I'm going to keep y'all posted because I have to get back on. You know, I've been out. I worked for some time because of a fractured foot, but I knew my eating habits were not the best. But you know what? I'm going to start out small. So Kim's going to cut down her coffee intake. Caffeine intake. Cut down. We're going to have one cup of coffee, for, especially with caffeine, per day. All right, y'all need to hold me accountable. I'm not playing. I need my accountability partners, which is you. And Natasha, you're definitely going to get you back on. And you won't ask me how many cups because I'm going to keep a journal and say, see, only have one cup per day. I thank you and I appreciate you. And we definitely will get our listeners connected with you at lifestylemotives.com. Please go to the website for all of our information. You can also email her at lifestylemotives@gmail.com and definitely hit her up on Facebook. Natasha, we appreciate you and please come back soon.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you as well. And thank you for everyone who's listening.
You're welcome. Oh my God, wasn't that amazing? I don't understand. We're going to get it right. I'm telling you, the word to share is what? Intentional. Everything that you do, be intentional. We thank God for Natasha, right? For the blues to be hooking us up. But I got to ask you some questions because it's coming close to you in the month of March. Are you going to the Stellar Awards this year? It's fastly approaching. It's March the 22nd to the 24th. Shout out to our radio personality, Liz Black from 1190, being nominated for the 33rd annual Stellar Awards Gospel Announcer of the Year. Tune in to 1190 every Sunday from 12 to 3 for some inspiration. Are you ready for Here's What's Happening with Kim and Sutter's outside producer? Is going to take her break and come back and give us what's happening. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio.
What's going on, family? What's up, what's up? Good morning, family. Listen, this is Radio Angel, and you're in that section where we talk about what's going on in your community, what's going on in my community, what's going on in the community. Hey, listen, if you got something going on in your community and you wanted to get blasted out internationally, hey, send us an email. Make sure you give us all the details of your event, and we will advertise it right here on the radio. Absolutely what? Free. free. So make sure you touch bases with us so that we can tell our community that is actually globally about your event. So just drop us an email at info@themorningglory.org. themorningglory.org. Hey everybody, it is great to be here this morning. Just got a couple of things that's going on in the community. So these things are a little far out, but make sure you mark your calendar for March 24th. Listen to me, March 24th. What's happening? Well, Lady Love Diamond NYC, they're having their second annual Queens and Kings event. Listen, I was actually an vendor at this event last year, and it was dynamite. The food was good. The service was good because they have all these different spa corners that you go to. Get your hands done, get your feet done, get your nails done, get your hair done. They had all these little spots and stuff. And then they had this really great panel that was awesome, awesome, awesome. I enjoyed myself so much. So make sure you mark your calendar. Lady Diamonds with an S, of New York City. They're having their event March 24th. Mark your calendars. Everything starts at 12 p.m. It's happening at the Harvest Room, located at 90-40 160th Street, Jamaica, New York. Listen, if you need some more information and you want to pick up your tickets, make sure you call this number, 917-543-1904. Listen, I'm going to give it to you one more time. 917-543. Oh, I like that. 9104. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have said that wrong. That was 917-543-1904. Okay, I was there. I had such a great, 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 great time while I was there last year as a vendor, and I'm actually considering being a vendor there again this year. So everybody mark your calendars again for May 12th. May 12th, Sip and Spar. Listen, this is being brought to you by Valtisha Parker. Listen, this young lady is dynamic. I mean, unbelievably dynamic. She's actually one of my business partners as well. So she's having her Sip and Spar, and she's having all these different things. Different spa corners that you can go to, relax, get some information, get some really great products. It's going to be a really great event. Listen, if you want more information, mark your calendars first. That's May 12th, starting at 4 p.m., ending at 9 p.m. Great Mother's Day gift. Great Mother's Day gift. Can I say that again? Great Mother's Day gift. So, for Sip and Spar All Day Wellness, you can call this number and you can get more information, 929-350-1546. I'm going to say it one more time, 929-350-1546. That's taking place here in New York City, too. Woohoo! Do, 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 do. All right, all right, all right. We have partnered up with Women on the Rise. Women on the Rise. We have partnered up with them for an event that they're hosting. This is their fifth annual Together We Rise. That's going to take place in October, October 19th through the 20th, 19th through the 20th. And guess who's going to be the celebrity host there? That's right, our very own Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. And this is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. This event is actually going to be 2 days. So listen, this flyer for this is on our website. So it's important for you to mark this on your calendar, October 19th through the 20th, and get your tickets as soon as possible. Okay, family, I have another event. Super excited about this event. Woohoo! It's a workshop, and it's being hosted by my very own friend, Flow Seed, and it's taking place on March 10th, 2018. It starts at 12 p.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Listen, there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be given out at this event, okay? Now, I know you already heard the advertisement for it, so I don't really have to go into details because you already know. It's just my flow. That's her theme. That's her, what do you call it, her tagline. That's just my flow. That's the name of the workshop as well. Listen, grab your young people, okay? Grab your young people because you're going to want to have them in this place. They're going to be giving information that will change your life. Things that you need to know, you need to understand, you need to acknowledge that your flow is unique and priceless. Do you hear me? You will invest your time that you need to master your flow. You can operate effectively. Do you hear me? Effectively. This is what you're going to learn how to do. Okay, because some of us are just, we just operating on the wrong side of the road. But just my flow with my homegirl, Flossie, is going to bring you back to where you need to be. So listen, I need you to contact her. I'm looking at this flying, and you know I can get, put my glasses on. At 516-468-0963. I'm going to say that one more time because, you know, I gotta enlarge my screen here. You know, I'm looking at the flyer, but my eyes is kind of small. So that's 516-468-0963. Tell her you heard it right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. You know I'm wrong right there, family, right? I'm wrong right there because that we didn't cut our name down to Voices of Hope, and I'm over here talking about the International Voices of Hope. That was wrong right there. But, hey, you already know we got to stay where our roots are. Listen, family, I just want to remind each and every one of you that we do have a prayer line, Breakfast for Your Soul. Meet us on the line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Telephone number is 641-715-3630. And the code to get in is 100-3997-pound. Meet Minister Kim and the family there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 o'clock to 6:30 Eastern Standard. And for all the mommies in the house, we have Praying Moms, Prayer Line, and Bible Study. This takes place every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 218-862-9377. And the access number is 9874-POUND. Listen, family, it was always great to share with you what's going on in the community. Just remember to mark those calendars. Make sure you mark those calendars. Make sure you mark your calendar and actually hit your alarm to meet us on the prayer line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or come on every Monday. So everybody, family, make sure you drop us a line. Tell us what's going on in your community at info@themorningglory.org. Themorningglory.org. Hey, listen, all this time I got it right. Yay! Give me a high five. High five. Pump up the fist. Everybody have an amazing Saturday, and we see you back here next week.
Peace and blessings. My name is Valtisha, and I am the passion pusher and MVP of Equanimity NYC. As an advocate for happiness, health, and wellness, I strongly believe in the power of self-care, and I am so excited to invite you to join us for Sip and Spa with Equanimity. Saturday, May 12th, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the 5th Avenue, Washington Square Park area. you will be greeted with beautiful decor and the healing scents of therapeutic-grade essential oils. You will receive aromatherapy, massage, live spoken word poetry, wine, food, music, and elevated energy. Vendors are welcome. Sponsors are needed for gift bags. Call 929-350-1546. Send us an email at equanimityfornyc@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at MVP Equanimity NYC. Peace awaits you.
Welcome back. I hope you jotted down all those upcoming events. Thank you, Kim, for always providing us with the information. And if you would like to advertise any of the upcoming events, please email us at info@themorningglory.org. And don't forget, we have Dr. Thomas S. Cooper each week here on Voice of Hope Radio. Please, please tune in to his latest segment, The Leader's Sanctuary, right here on Voices of Hope Radio. Go to www.themorningglory.org. Are you excited? Because I'm excited for this next portion of our show. We come back. Guess what's coming up? It's your girl, Real Talk Behind the Collar. I have a guest with me today, and I'm excited to have hubby with me to share some benefits that we can all use right here on Voices of Hope Radio when we come back.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Okay, are y'all ready for some real talk behind the collar? I like this portion of the show when I take off my collar and just be real so I could talk to you, because one of the things that I've learned that wearing a collar doesn't mean that I don't have no issues, right? Sometimes we hide behind the collar, and I'm not going to hide because I want to help you. I want to help us. Amen. And I believe that God is really speaking to the church and speaking to the leaders in this day, as we have Dr. Thomas S. Cooper that comes on to give us nuggets, informative information, help us to be great leaders, right? Be intentional this year. Y'all probably saying, Kim, I'm tired of hearing that word, but I want you to be intentional. I want you to be hungry for what things are going to happen in your life because you didn't give up, right? We don't give up. We continue to strive for what God has for us. So on today, I want to talk about life insurance, but I'm not going to be doing all the talking today. I shared during the commercial that I had my hubby Sam is here, and we want to talk to you about the importance of revisiting your current policy, updating it, or getting a new policy, meaning that you don't have any life insurance. And are you too young to get a life insurance? No. Are you too old? No. There is no age limit in getting a life insurance policy for you and your loved ones. So at this time, I'm going to decrease and give the mic over to my husband, Sam, right here on Voices of Hope Radio. So hold on.
Hello. Thank you, Minister Kim, for the opportunity. Today, guys, I'm going to talk about the proper insurance that you should have to protect you and your loved ones. Now, we have term insurance. Term insurance is just like what it says, term. It runs out after a certain amount of time. We have 5-year, 10-year, 15-year, 20-year, 25 years, and 30 years. Most people, they only get 20 years, so 20-year term. So if you're, say you get it when you're 30 years old, after 20 years, the policy runs out and you have to apply for another policy. But at 30 years old, you might not have diabetes, you might not have high blood pressure, things of like that. So your policy might be a lot cheaper. Now you're 50 years old, you might have diabetes, you're kind of maybe 10 or 20 pounds overweight, you might have a heart problem. Now you're trying to get more insurance, it's going to be much more expensive. So that puts me into, we have another opportunity to get insurance. It's more of a permanent, it's called permanent insurance, and that's when you deal with whole life. Now, most people just deal with whole life, and it was a product came out in 1954, right? And it's just whole life. You have the cash value, and you have insurance, right? But it's really not beneficial because it's more of a fixed kind of nature, right? It's a formula that it doesn't grow or anything. Boom. You just have what you have. Since then, we have something in the 1970s that was created in 1970 called Universal Life that could give you more different types of coverage. And then in the 80s, they came out with something called Variable Universal Life, right? So that's another whole life product. And in the 90s, they came out with Index Universal Life. Now, the reason I like the Index Universal Life, because along with cash value, the insurance, you get long-term care. So if something happens to you when you become an older individual, you'll get 2% of your cash value, which is great. So, you know, that's some of the information that I want to share with you guys. So, Minister Kim, I'm gonna give it back to you.
Well, thank you so much for that information today, Sam. We would appreciate for you to come back and tell us more about universal, since that is, seems like one that you're focusing on, because it gives you opportunity not only just to have cash value whole life, but also look at if something was to happen, like a disability. And, you know, things do happen unexpectedly in our lives. And as things that happen unexpectedly, guess what? Still the circle, the financial obligation and everything, the system that's in place, that's what I want to say, has to continue to function. And we don't want us to have to go into that emergency fund or even have to borrow money from someone else, because the simple fact is that we have our house in order. We shall be intentional in 2018. Thank you so much, Sam. Before you leave, is there a number or email address that we can contact you, or our guests can reach out to you for more information?
Yes, they can. And once again, Minister, thank you so much for the opportunity. My phone number is 646-529-4988. Once again, 646-529-4988. And my email is sunderwood01@gmail.com. Once again, sunderwood01@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What an inspiration. Amen. During our Real Talk Behind the Collar, coming up is our prayer corner right here on Voices of Hope Radio when we return.
Trying to hustle hard, but don't nobody want to talk about God. Trying to get it in, we trying to win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Father, according to your word in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, our bodies are a temple whom we have received from you. How we are to honor it as it don't belong to us. Therefore, we ask that you, O Lord, give us the power to resist those unhealthy eating habits and distractions that hinder us from caring for our bodies. Replace them with those desires with the will to live and eat healthy. We rebuke the devil now for placing traps before us when we are vulnerable at times and return to comfort food. Today, I may refine comfort in your word when tempted to indulge in the things that defile our temple. We declare to be healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually in the name of Jesus. Join us for 30 minutes of prayer and devotion each Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on our Morning Glory International Breakfast for Your Soul. Call, the area code number is 641-715-3630, and the access code is 1003997#. Leave your prayer request at info@themorninggory.org. I'm excited that you are here with us today. I've had an awesome, amazing time with you. We hope that you did too. Remember to connect with us on our social media sites and join our birthday club for you, for exciting, when I say exciting, gifts that we have for you. Until next time, stay hopeful, keep the faith, and spread the love. We love you. God bless.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, yeah.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never,
never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never.